Good afternoon. It is, well, you know who it is because it's my audiobook account. It's Phil Campbell and my squeaky bike. I'm down at St. Christopher's Church grounds where Marsha from Secret Kitchen used to do her events. I don't know if you still do them here anymore, but you did them for how long? 6 months maybe here or longer?
No, too long. Almost a year and a bit.
A year and a bit. I only came for those 6 months, that's why I only know.
No, you know, they're outset. You came and interviewed them on the very first night.
What, and they never came for a year and a half?
No, you came for good, but it's been going for about a year and a half.
Okay.
It's missed by.
So, let's backtrack. I have no track of time. I have no ideas what years look like. So, we're just... all I'm seeing around me is boxes flying in the back of CJ and Dan's car. You're setting up a new thing, a new project, and you're a bit stressed today. Because the things that you expected to be done are not done. And whatever the situations are, you are having a place open on Tuesday. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, we open Tuesday at 4 o'clock. And at the moment, we haven't got a kitchen fully fitted. We haven't got any of the outside space sorted out. We don't have any of our pots and pans over there. We don't have the cupboard built. The ovens aren't plumbed in. The cookers aren't switched on. The fridges aren't switched on. The baby change unit hasn't been put up. The bunting hasn't been put up. Tablecloths, all those things, like decorations, none of it's been done. But it will get done.
I was going to say, you have 48 hours.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be there all night. Yeah, there's been various hitches, which again is I think is fairly standard with setting up new projects. I think the term for it is a snag list. Mm. But ours have been maybe slightly more than a list, more snagged home. But anyway, I can trust that it will all happen when it needs to. I'm a bit of a control freak running my own project for the last couple of years. I quite like to have everything ready and then I can just get in the kitchen, get the radio on, and then do what I do best, which is cooking.
Yeah.
But for that to happen, sort of need the kitchen and the oven there.
Yeah. Well, I think you bring up a very interesting topic about these projects in general, is that there's a lot of asks, yeah, and there's a lot of trust, and there's a lot of hope that, you know, people will come forward either with money or effort or skills or whatever. And then when that doesn't happen, you kind of feel like, you know, well, you need people to be as invested as you are,
yeah,
for it to work. And I think that's a general message for all these kind of projects, really, isn't it? You find the right people to work with. And also, you know, if people are telling you one thing and it's not actually happening, just people coming up and saying, like, I just can't do it, or things are happening or whatever, will be an easy
honest
way.
It's about being honest and straight, because then I can replan.
Yeah.
I've got about a plan B and a plan C.
Yeah.
However, it's almost like when people say they're going to do something, stuff happens. It really doesn't. I know that more, you know, myself more than anyone else, but if it's not been fitted, or this hasn't been done, or that hasn't been bought, or whatever, can't make it, it's like, you just need to be honest and communicate that, and this is the issue. But what I've realised as well for setting up a lot of these projects is, you're working in community centres where it's not a commercial space, so a lot of the people that are involved in it are, it's a very personal involvement, they've often been involved for many years. They're often stuck in some ways, in terms of like trying to move projects forward. They need some fresh energy to come in, and which is sort of what I do, but the other thing about it is then, it's sort of encroaching on people's territory and their security, and it is a difficult time. It's transition time. It's tricky for people.
Mm.
I find really that the cooking of food, the serving it out, and all the other stuff that happens behind the scenes, it's actually not really that difficult. It's always dealing with people, and it's not in terms of like that they're difficult. It's just a culture shift from this lot of these little community organisations that are, you know, they're needed more now than ever to be really serving the community with really good quality projects that are actually doing the things they need to do. But a lot of these people have been unpaid for years and years sitting on these committees. And it's a challenge to them. It's a challenge when new people come in. So this is what I'm finding, is that my sister said, as usually quite rightly, that it isn't actually the running of the projects that I would find difficult. It would be dealing with the culture, yeah, people culture. And she was exactly right.
So Tuesday night, regardless, we'll have some power in there. There'll be something going on.
There'll be food.
There'll always be food. Yeah, yeah.
With me, it's no matter what, I've been basically crying in the toilets about half an hour before the cafe starts. There will be food. There will be delicious food.
Mm.
And probably most of the people turning up and having their dinner and putting their donation in the box will have a brilliant time, which is exactly what we want. We want people to come, we want people to use it, and we want people to come back.
Yeah.
But again, it's like the story behind this. Yeah. This is just the million and one things that have to happen. And it's all the little bitty bits that, you know, that get that project looking really nice, the outside space, the bunting, the mismatched crockery, the tablecloths. It's like thinking about the much bigger whole picture of actually what you're trying to deliver to people. For me, it's a community cafe based upon donation, but it's about a social eating space. Mm. There's nothing of soup kitchen poverty about this. It's a really vibrant, positive, upbeat place where people can access the food that they should really, by rights, they should be able to anyway.
In some ways, from your last project, I mean, you can't really call it a project because it was sort of ingrained in the local community. Because you're doing it later on in the day, yeah. You are, you know, does that change this project in any way for you? Like, you're doing it at night time rather than in the daytime, you're going to get a different crowd, or what are you expecting? Who are you expecting, I guess?
Well, we think that we are the first project in the UK that we know of that is specifically targeting families and children to eat socially using supermarket donations. There's lots of other projects that are maybe working with vulnerable people like mental health or asylum seekers or people with substance abuse issues or, you know, those sorts of things. And there are certainly lots of community kitchens where people are chipping in the pot, or there's freeganism going on where people are doing. But we've gone specifically through the book bag, so we've got contacts at each school and we are targeting them through the book bag. So they get a leaflet through the book bag. The teacher will be talking about the project. We'd specifically targeted towards children and families. It's a social eating space specifically for these groups of people. And also we're augmenting that because we've actually got the teachers, we've got the truancy officers, we've got some of the after-school workers and the teaching assistants to come in and do cooking and serving with us. So it's about getting a whole social eating culture in Snenton and beyond going specifically for families and children.
Right.
So it's... You know, we've got a very specific target audience, so we're operating. I think, again, we're pretty much the first that I've heard of. There's lots of other stuff going on in a similar vein, but this is the first I've heard of as a tea time club using supermarket surplus that's directly targeted at kids and families.
Awesome. So what nights of the week and whereabouts is it, just so people who have not caught up before?
It's Tuesday to Friday, 4 to 5:30. It's at the Old School Hall, which is next to the windmill, the Greens Mill in Snenton on Windmill Lane. And again, it operates as a tea time club. Turn up, access a really fantastic affordable meal and stick a donation in the pot and sit and eat with other members of your community.
And there's parking there as well if you are coming in a car. Don't, if you can come on your bike, be eco about it, but there is a car park.
There's a car park there, and there's also a bus, the number 44, the one that goes to Bakersfield.
43,
and that goes past there as well.
Yeah,
cool. But it's 5 minutes from town.
Calm down now. You'll be all right. Tuesday it'll come around, it'll be fine.